Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I try to stay away from predictions or prophecies. I'm not very good at telling you what the next trend's going to be. In fact, I was once quoted in a major publication saying that podcasts were a brief trend that would disappear soon. And this was probably, 6 or 7 years ago. More than 3 years before I started a podcast, so pretty sure I was wrong about that one. Sorry about that. But I thought a lot about this listener's question, the one we have today, and I think I actually have a decent answer to it. Our listener has noticed that 2020 has been a ridiculous year. I don't know if you've noticed that too. Okay, I'm pretty sure you haven't missed it. Well, this listener is wondering what comes next, at least in terms of opportunities, potential possibilities, let's say, that this whole thing will continue to produce going into the new year. I am all about trying to find an opportunity in the midst of the uncertainty. That's been a big theme of a lot of stuff I've been doing this year in 2020. So let's fast forward a bit and say what might be coming up on the horizon. We've got that question from our listener and my best attempt at a response coming up after this short message.
Hi Chris, this is Jared from Portland, and I've been following your projects for many years and have previously attended the World Domination Summit. I don't need to tell you how ridiculous this year has been in so many ways. We're all living it. At the beginning of all of this, I heard you say a few times that disruption presents opportunity. Aside from investing in Zoom or hand sanitizer at the beginning of the year, what can we do now? What's the outlook for 2021? I'm not asking for your public health predictions, just wondering if there's something you've noticed that will be a new opportunity for side hustlers in the coming year. Thanks, Chris, and hang in there.
Hey, Jared, thank you so much for listening. Oh my gosh, yes, what should we say about 2020 and 2021? I don't know where to begin with that. If you have not heard the song F2020, I would encourage you to listen to that. It's not safe for work, but I mean, who goes to work these days? It's all virtual. But if you have kids, you might want to listen to that on your own. F2020 by Avenue Beat on Spotify or wherever. Kind of reflects how a lot of people feel about this year. And, you know, also I should just acknowledge if you've had a great year somehow, then that's cool. Like, I don't mean to bring anybody down, but I think a lot of people are already kind of down. So that's kind of the baseline of where I'm starting at. And so to talk about predictions and such, well, when this all started, I mean, one of the things I said a couple of times then was that, whenever there is a disruption, there is opportunity. Just as whenever there's progress, you know, some businesses and industries are harmed. That's just kind of how things work. So what I think now that we've had this for a while, like the short-term adjustment is over. Like we all kind of went, you know, into quarantine or lockdown, depending on what part of the world you're in, for a time. And there was a moment there, right? And now we're in this new moment where people are kind of settled into what is the reality, will continue to be the reality for a minimum of several more months, you know, probably longer than that. I mean, I don't have any health predictions, as Jared mentioned, he's not asking for those, but my healthcare prediction would be wear a mask and just, you know, try to be safe, try to take care of people so that we can actually get through this at some point. But in terms of the side hustle stuff, you know, Jared mentioned something about, you know, wish I had invested in Zoom or hand sanitizer. Yep, that's correct. But here we are now. We're going from that immediate adjustment to something where we're more settled. And so what I'm seeing is, like, for example, you know, making face masks, you know, that in the very beginning of the transition to pandemic life, you know, that was an opportunity and a lot of people were doing it and are still doing it in creative ways, which is cool. But now the other day I saw like scarves with face masks. So like some really nice lightweight scarves that are fashionable, but have like a face mask kind of built into it. And you're like, okay, that's not something that can be invented in a day. Somebody had to put some work into that and then figure out how to manufacture them and such. So that's like next level. A little bit of a different example. In the beginning, everyone was doing live streams all the time. And now we're starting to see experiences like drive-through comedy shows. You know, so people actually are able to go out and have a shared experience just in a different sort of way. Or my sister-in-law actually had a drive-through baby shower recently. And I was going to say I'd never heard of that before, but I don't think anybody had ever heard of that before, you know, until this year. So a lot of stuff is moving from that short-term adjustment to a more middle-term. And, you know, I don't know exactly, you know, what's coming up, but if you approach it with that mindset, I think there's room for a lot of creative thinking. And I think above all, you know, community continues to be like a great need for all of us. We have a great need to connect with people. So if you just kind of keep that at the forefront, how can you help people connect and feel in community with others? How can you help them feel less alone? So mental health needs in lots of different forms and fashions are going to continue to be very important going into 2021. So that's what I've got. Listeners, of course, I'd be curious to know what you think. Feel free to let me know. Come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to keep dealing with these issues and trying to help people out, provide some inspiration, but also some practical tips. You know, I always say inspiration with action is better. That's my goal as we continue to navigate this time. And I'm so grateful for you joining me on the journey. My name is Chris Guillebeault. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.